This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now on the D&M Leasing Hotline, we bring to you Dallas Cowboys beat reporter for The Athletic, avid trading card lover. It is John Machota. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I like that. Not many people know that, so yeah.
Do you want to start by just talking cards, or should we probably dive into Cowboys Steelers?
I would talk cards with you guys for hours, so whatever you want to do.
I'll ask John this first card question. Out of the Steelers and Cowboys, who would be the one active player, so not like Roger Staubach or Terry Bradshaw, who would be the guy that you think has the most upside to gain value throughout their career?
Man, that's good. You know, I got to say Justin Fields, just because – it seems like the value in cards at quarterback is more than it is at any other position. As great as I think CeeDee Lamb's career is going to be, like, I just look at, like, especially I think of, like, rookie cards at wide receiver, like, which ones still hold value? Like, I think of, obviously, Jerry Rice does, Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson's are still all right. But, like, there's not a lot of value outside of quarterback, like, the farther you get down the line. And so I don't know that Fields is going to go on to have a Hall of Fame career. But I think that you get his cards, his rookies, for relatively cheap right now. And if he went on to win Super Bowls or a Super Bowl with the Steelers, I think that'd be really good value.
See, told you, he was a card expert as well. Now, for the football game, obviously we talked a lot in the first segment about TJ Watt. What would be your plan of attack against him? Are you going to be chipping up against him quite a bit? Or how do you think the Cowboys will attack this matchup?
Yeah, I think you do have to chip. I don't think that you can do it on every single play. It's funny because I know that there's a lot of nervousness with fans because they spent a first round pick on Tyler Guyton, and he's been pretty handsy and got, you know, probably too many penalties up to this point. But the sense I get from the Cowboys is that they understand that this was going to kind of happen. You're going to have the good with the bad, and so I think whether you talk about Guyton or Steele, I just don't see that there's anyone behind them that you would ever put in over them on this roster. And so you're going to have to take the good with the bad. And so with that being said, you're going to have to provide some help somewhere. I don't think you want to leave anybody on an island against him. And to be honest with you, I think you'd have to have one of the top probably 5 or 6 tackles in the game to even try and go into a game against him, that saying you're just going to go, oh, we'll just man up and we'll shut down TJ Watt. I mean, he is one of the best players in the league. So you just don't want him to completely ruin the game, but he's going to make a play here or there, even with chips.
Do you think that's a strategy, or do you think we could hop in the Wayback Machine and just draft TJ Watt ourselves, and then you don't have to worry about this problem at all?
So I'm glad you brought that up, because I've been thinking about that a lot this week.
Have you?
So I'm gonna turn this back on you guys. Do you think, though, if they take TJ Watt, that they have Micah Parsons? Because I kind of don't think they would have went in that direction. I think if they have TJ Watt already, I think that I don't think that they're looking for another potential pass rusher there. And so you'd have one and maybe not the other. Maybe you have another good defensive player instead of Micah Parsons, but I just don't know if you would have both of them right now. It's obviously, if there was a way to look back and you could say they would have both, yes, you sign up for that, whatever, just do it. Don't even think twice.
I'm with you. I think this is such a tough game to play because if the Mavericks don't win their last two games in 1993, then they get Shaquille O'Neal, which means Dirk Nowitzki's never a Dallas Maverick. And if you get T.J. Watt, you're probably going to have a tough year still that year because that was the year Dak got hurt. But you're probably not looking at smaller pass rushers at that situation. You're really concentrating more on other needs. And I know the cornerbacks got taken right before you were going to pick because the Cowboys, in a way, didn't want Micah Parsons. They wanted a cornerback, but once all three were off the board, they had to change their attention to something else. So I'm with you, Mashoda. I don't think that Parsons and Watt are both on the Cowboys if they would have taken Watt.
Yeah, I just feel like even in that draft, they traded back, and if they thought Micah was going to be what Micah is, I don't see how you would even trade back. You would be like, no, that's the guy. We're taking him right here. We're not moving. And honestly, the Eagles, if they think that, as much as they want Devontae Smith, they're probably thinking, well, we can't let this guy go. We have to take Micah Parsons here, too. So I think there's a lot of, you know, revisionist history. And then the other part of it, too, that I will say is that it didn't work out with Taco Charlton, obviously, and that's an easy one to point to. But at that time, I don't think that that was that much of a reach. Like, if you take me back to that 2017 draft, Taco, to me, was more in play at that point than I expected Mozzie Smith to be in play a year ago when they took him. I thought Mozzie would be a somewhere like early second type pick. I thought Taco was going in the first round regardless. I don't feel like the Cowboys kind of overreached just to fill a position in need. So yeah, it didn't work out. But I think we can kind of move on from the Watt thing. I say that right now, and he's going to have this monster game, and people are just going to want to bring it back up anyway.
Well, sticking with the defense, how big of a deal is it with the Alex Highsmith groin injury?
Yeah, okay. I guess the way I look at this, just how beat up the Cowboys are, I feel like, well, that's just where we're at. And yeah. I don't know if it's one of those things where, hey, well, this is just the result of, you know, not having – real practices, I would say, in training camp, that they're not really hitting that much. You know, they're not playing these star players and most of their starters in the preseason. So I guess this is kind of just making up for it. But I look at that and I just think, well, look how beaten up the Cowboys are right now. I mean, this is such a bad position for them to be in without Parsons, without Lawrence, without Brandon Cooks. And you're coming off of a game where, yeah, you beat the Giants, but I don't think anybody looked at that as, oh, okay, everything's back to normal. This will be a 12-win team again.
So, John, I'm going to go to the other side now. I look at CeeDee Lamb. He's had a solid year. But I feel like in this game, the Cowboys have a chance to win. I think they're playing an average team. I know that they're 3-1, but I think Pittsburgh's an average team, and the Cowboys can beat average teams. But to do that, I feel like CeeDee Lamb has to have one of those close to 10 receptions, over 100 yards, and at least one touchdown.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I don't see the Cowboys winning this game without CeeDee Lamb having a big game. And when I say that, you know, he's had some really good first halves, but I don't know. They're just...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hasn't been as much production in the second half for whatever reason, going away from him, trying to get other things going. And that I feel like in this game he has to have. And I'm not going to say like the Detroit game last year where he goes for a couple hundred yards, but I would feel like this has to be a game where he's like for a $125, $150. They're going to have to do something offensively that I'm just not at the point now where I think all of a sudden the running game is going to click even if they get more attempts. I feel like for them to have a shot to win this game, they're going to have to put up points in the passing game. You're not going to have Cooks. How else are you going to do that other than CeeDee Lamb having a monster game? And so, yeah, I agree with you on that.
What are we to make of the Brandon Cooks, I guess, infection discussion right now? Because I know the infection got cleaned up by the Dallas Cowboys team doctors, but supposedly the first surgery was not done by them. Do you have any idea what is happening with that part of the scenario?
So from what I've heard, that it wasn't, I don't think he had a surgery. I think he just got the injections to kind of avoid having to get a knee scope. And so I think that's the injections. Maybe, you know, that was a quicker way where, you know, obviously much less invasive. And then it just had, the negative of it getting infected, which whenever I hear of things like that, it takes me back to the Dak injury, because I didn't know a ton about those compound fractures. And to find out how you immediately have to go in there and clean that out because of how high the chances are of the infection and how that can set you back so much further. I think obviously Alex Smith was a big one where that, with such a huge impact on the rest of his career. And so it's always scary whenever you hear of anything like that. It sounds like they have it taken care of and he could be back in another week or so, but they've done a good job of kind of keeping that under wraps, because back in training camp, he went back early. And Mike McCarthy said, Brandon went back, but I can't remember how he worded it, but he was like, it was a good thing. And generally when Mike says that, it's because of like a birth in the family or something positive like that. It's not like a death or, an injury or something like that. You know, it's something like family wise. And now I'm kind of wondering like, oh, well, maybe this is the beginning of that because the knee was already bothering him. And frankly, when you've seen him play this year, he hasn't looked like, his typical self. And so maybe when this infection gets taken care of, maybe he comes back and he looks like the Brandon Cooks that we saw in the second half of last season. But if he doesn't, now the passing game's in real trouble.
I know you can make an argument like in any game, your conversion rate on third down for your offense and your defense is going to be a big deal. How effective do the Cowboys need to be on third down in this game? Because the Steelers went from being the stingiest third down conversion team the first 3 weeks to really getting kind of exposed against the Colts, or at least exposed for that day.
Yeah, it goes back to kind of what I said about CeeDee Lamb. You can tie in that with the third down as well. Like, I just don't see a way where this passing game isn't working, whether you talk about it's going to have to be clean on third down, red zone, CD is going to have a big game. Like, all of that has to factor in. If any of those things aren't happening, I just don't see how they win this game. So the third down it can't be like what we've seen before, especially against a better opponent. I mean, I just feel like with the Steelers, you know what you're going to get. You know it's going to be a solid game. You know that they're probably not going to do anything to put themselves in a bad position. They'll probably run the ball well, and so you're going to have to respond to that through the passing game and converting on third downs and converting in the red zone. You won't be able to just settle for 55, 60, 65 yard Aubrey field goals. Like, they're going to have to capitalize on all those areas, and because with all these injuries, their margin of error is just so slim.
Now, I agree with so much of what you just said, but if there is one spot, and I do like Justin Fields, but he is apt to kind of give up the ball occasionally. So for the most part, this is a fundamentally sound team, but it feels like there's going to be an opportunity to take advantage of a big Justin Fields mistake at some point in this game.
Sure. Of course. No, I will agree with you on that. being somebody that grew up in Detroit, I've watched a lot of his games when the Bears played the Lions, and everything you're saying absolutely is the case. The thing that I see with the way the Cowboys have played this year just makes me think that they're going to go, that Mike Tomlin's going to have them go into this with, no, we don't have to do anything big. You look at the way like Lamar Jackson played against them, the way that Carr played against them, they didn't have to throw the ball a lot. And so I see Fields running as much as he has since he's put on a Steelers uniform. And I don't think that he's going to have to put the ball in as much harm's way, because I do think he's going to have success on the ground running the ball.
Now back to CeeDee Lamb. We just talked about him having to probably have a great game. Who do you think, obviously without Brandon Cooks, you just talked about the running game, that it's not something you can really rely on. Who do you think can have the second best game for the Cowboys on Sunday night?
Offensively, I would have to go with Ferguson. He just makes the most sense. It'll be, he's now a couple of weeks removed from that knee injury. He's just a go-to guy for Dak, and especially in what I expect to be a very, loud environment. I think he'll be a big part of it. On defense, the number one person I go to is Marshawn Nealon, because I think he has the most upside of all those guys that have to fill in. So if you tell me that Nealon has maybe a sack and a couple of pressures, maybe a tackle for loss or something, I think that would be a really good sign, not just for that game, but for the team going forward, because Marshawn Nealon is going to be a big part of this whole thing well beyond this year. So those are the two guys for me.
And then last question, what's the last great card that you pulled or went and picked up? Because I always see it at the Dallas Card Show.
I really haven't bought packs in a long time. So I've been really on a kick of buying like vintage basketball. And so I bought I think it's a 71 Wilt Chamberlain. I think it was like graded like a 4 or something like that. It was a couple $100. I got what I want. I think the only thing that's really left is I really want a Jordan Fleer rookie.
Yeah.
And I want one of those, Magic Bird rookies. But I also don't want to buy them right now because I enjoy there's still being something to chase, and not having like, well, I'm all set. I got what I want now, because I don't buy as much of the current stuff as I like the vintage stuff. And to be honest with you, my favorite part about it is it just kind of takes me back to being a kid.
Yeah.
So there's just a few cards that I don't think I will buy for a while, just because I like going to the shows, looking at everything that's there.
I think a lot of us who collect cards can definitely agree with you there. Thank you very much for the time, good sir. We'll catch up with you later.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate having me on.
There you go. John Machota from The Athletic right here on 105.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.